An update on recent ag policy. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. Changes are being made to some policy within our school system, and particularly pertaining to school lunch programs. It's not often that changes are made, but Senator Chuck Grassley says sometimes they do happen.
Once in a while, a crazy policy set up by the federal government gets corrected. One of these goes back to the years 2011, 12, or 13, when Mrs. Obama was worried about kids' health and got nutrition for the hot lunch program for schools through that you could only use skim milk. So kids weren't drinking any milk. This has been something we've been trying to correct for a long, long time.
And Grassley says on Monday night,
the House on voice vote passed it, and I'm sure it's going to be signed by the president that these hot lunch programs can use whole milk. And that's quite a relief for the kids that like to drink milk and weren't drinking milk at the hot lunch.
And even though the original purpose of taking whole milk off the school lunch program was because it has added fat, and therefore they switch to skim or 1% milk. And with the possibility of whole milk getting reintroduced into school systems, and the possibility of the reoccurrence of the concerns of the added fat in the milk, Grassley said,
I'm 92 years old and I drink whole milk.
And with that being said, the end of the year is approaching. Therefore, the window for federal rulemaking is quickly coming to a close.
We're still waiting for important rules affecting farmers and biofuel producers to be issued. The Treasury Department is working on guidance to implement 45Z Clean Fuel Production Tax Credit.
And while everything from this past year should be fresh in your mind, it's important to start planning now for next year so you can remember what you may want to adjust or change for 2026. And Grassley knows this. He knows that you're planning.
Farmers are already making decisions for next year, like buying seed and fertilizer. And the final rule from Treasury could impact those decisions. Timely guidance is needed, obviously, so farmers can effectively participate and benefit from this credit. We're also waiting for EPA rulemaking for the renewable fuel standard that sets requirements for biofuel blending into the fuel supply. The SET2 proposal remains the best tool the administration can use to support U.S. energy production while growing domestic markets.
He says both of these rules could greatly impact industries all over the Midwest.
Both of these rules would impact the biodiesel plants in Iowa and across the Midwest. Those plants have shut down or been idled due to Biden administration disappointing rules. Delaying these rules means delaying markets for farmers, idling more fuel production, and prolonging uncertainty for rural investments.
And with the fact that we're running out of time before the end of the year, Grassley says he urgently
wants the Treasury Department and the EPA to finalize these rules as soon as possible to get biofuels back on track.
And again, hearing from Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, giving us an update on some recent ongoings with ag policy. And for WNAX, with your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.